Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, of all the things you could be doing right now in the world, an infinite amount of possibilities, and you've decided to stream this show podcast. More power to you. Thank you very much. Doesn't go unnoticed. It's very much appreciated. I hope you like it because really, what's the going rate for the windscreen wiper? Not as in a windscreen wiper that you would attach to your car. That man or woman that claims to be a professional windscreen wiperer at the traffic lights will just come up to you. So almost not even ask and just start wiping your windscreen and demand coins. How much do you need to pay them? I did it for the first time the other day. $3.50 I did. Apparently I was dramatically overpaying. Also, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, the sexologist. We called her on the phone, ruining her Gold Coast holiday because we were keen for sex chat. Plus, it's International Brain Teaser Awareness Month. Could I beat Australia when it came to brain teasers? Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Something I've never done before. Something that's always been in my life. Really, it's always there. It's in everyone's life. I know everyone knows what I'm about to say, what I'm talking about. They'll relate. It's in everyone's life, but I don't know how many people are actually taking this and making it part of their lives. So what about the little man at the end of a busy intersection in your city who stands there with a Powerade squeegee bottle full of soapy water and offers to wash your windscreen for you, like at the traffic light, like very dangerous hazard. Every now and then you forget that that's a thing and you'll be driving, just minding your own business. Like, oh yeah, red light, busy intersection. And then all of a sudden there's some man with a mullet in front of you like, Jesus, warn me next time. Get off the road. He's like, window wash, mate. Like, oh, no thanks. I've always been a knower. And there are yes people out there, I know, because I see them all the time. I do wonder whether they are being sort of like intimidated and bullied into it. They're just old ladies too afraid to say no to the 25-year-old man with the rat's tail and the tap-out shorts. But, it's a job. Whether it's legal, illegal, whatever. Hey, times are tough for some people. Good on you going out there, making a mopster, making a little bit of money. Easy peasy. Anyway, today I saw one, and I was looking at it for ages. This was a real heavy intersection. I think I had three sessions, three red lights there. It was a big long line, green light goes, couple of cars go, you move forward. I had three of these. So I'm looking at this guy, and every single red light, pretty much the first car he'd go up to, they'd say, yes, please, wash my windscreen for me. God, who are these people? What's going on here? Why does everyone need their windscreen washed? Third time the light goes from red to green, and now I'm at the very front. I'm at the front of the queue. So I'm target number one. I'm A-plus for him. He comes right up to me, locks eyes. He does his little thing. He gestures, do you want your window washed? I thought, you know what? I've never done it before. Got a whole heap of shrapnel in my car. What's the worst that's going to happen? He starts scrubbing away. He's done it 1,000 times today. He's a bloody expert at the thing. Goes to the front, goes to the other side of it, washes it all, scrapes it all off. I wind down my window, give him the coin. I said, how much are you earning, mate? That's what I wanted. I wanted to get inside his brain. I thought, how much are you guys earning a day? And I've just seen you. You've done the first section. You're getting a job every 90 seconds. Someone's paying you, what, at least a dollar or so. How much are you earning a day? He said to me around $60 to $80 a day for a hard day's work, which, I mean, does it pay off? Probably not. But if that's the best you can get at that time, good on him, blah, blah, blah. I was doing the maths. I was a bit surprised. And then I said this at the meeting today. I told you guys out there, producer Alex and producer Jack, I said that I gave him $3.50 and you guys just said, I was like, what do you mean? I thought that was the going rate for a windscreen wash.
$3. Yeah, too much. Way too much.
All right.
Gold coin donation.
I didn't know. And that's the thing, because I got my gold coin. I got a dollar and I was like, is that too stingy? I didn't know. I didn't know what the going rate was. Is that too stingy? A dollar? I was like, okay, well, I'll grab a $2 as well. There was $3. And I thought, well, I'll just get some silver in there. I got the two 20s and a 10 just to look like it was a whole bunch of it, because I was too scared by then. I was like, what if he's going to count it? I'm just going to give him like as much like different coins as I can. $3.50 in the end. But you reckon I've dramatically overpaid. And I think that's what we're getting at on 13, 10, 60.
Because they are always at all the traffic lights. What's the going price for a windscreen wipe?
What is the going price for a windscreen wipe? We all know them. Traditionally, the blokes with their shirts off and the baggy board shorts around their knees because it's full of shrapnel. Running around. Squeegee bottle. Big Powerade thing full of full of dishwashing liquid. They go hammer and tongs, working up a sweat. But what is the going rate? Is producer Jack right? I think you've got to deal with inflation, mate. It can't be gold coin donations forever. You're living back in the sausage sizzle primary school days. This isn't book week anymore. This isn't jeans for jeans day, no champ.
There's no way I'm paying more than $2 to get my window washed.
$2 max.
Because okay. half the time, they don't even ask. They just do it. So then you're like, I've got to pay.
Yeah,
well, you like get scared because a big windscreen splash goes over your window. Yeah. You're like, what the hell? Yeah, and then you have to pay them.
You do, yeah. Sometimes they'll get you without even asking. They really stranglehold you there. 131060, how much are you paying? What's the going rate? Or have you been a windscreen washer in the past? What's the go? Double barrel? Does that just quickly turn into a double barrel furnace?
Nah, it's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing. Okay, windscreen washer. 131060, what's the going rate? Or are you a windscreen washer? Get your calls on the air next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
131060, we're doing this.
Because they are always at all the traffic lights. What's the going price for a windscreen wipe?
What is the going price for a windscreen wipe? We've all got on those people that hang around at the busy intersections in your city. Second the lights go red, they are on. They know the streets. They know the traffic flow. They sort of do the gestures, won't they? Well, you need your windscreen wash, mate. You think, to be honest, got some windscreen wipers for it. Seems like the last place on the car that needs to be washed. Can I give you a dollar to get into the back seats and do a bit of a vacuum job? There are some people out there that are doing this. They say, mate, just what I needed today. Good old-fashioned windscreen wipes. Getting a little hazy out there. Thank you very much. I did it today just as a first, like as a bucket list thing. I've always said no. I've always been that guy who says, no, move on. Take your Powerade squeegee bottle and move on. I don't need my windscreen wipes. I thought, I'll just try it today. And then it came to the payment, and I thought, ooh, hang on a second. I sort of like panicked a bit and grabbed a 2 and a 1 and then a couple of 20-cent coins and a tenner. All of a sudden, $3.50. Apparently way, way too much. Producer Jack was reared on his parents paying the windscreen wiper man, saying that it's gold coin donation.
Yeah.
Strictly.
Strictly gold coin donation. But they always would do it. Like, whenever they came up to them at the traffic lights, they would say yes because, you know, they respect people working for their money, so they want to earn it.
Yeah.
But definitely not more than $2. Are you crazy?
Yeah. I don't know what the going rate is. I've still got a feeling that you need to pay more these days. This was back in the day. Kristen in Wellington, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. What do you think the going rate is for the windscreen wiper?
Honestly, I think they should get a fiver. Like, you've got inflation, you've got all that. Like, they're standing out in the heat. I'm out in 45 degree heat at the moment. We've got a heat wave going on. And yeah, I could not stand in the heat and wash people's windscreens for a dollar.
Yeah, I mean, they volunteered their work though. That is one thing.
Yeah.
The fiber, it's a 20 second job. I mean, this is...
Yeah, you've got to think, they're doing it like maybe they can't get work somewhere, they're doing something for themselves.
Don't get me wrong, it's much better than, you know, just sitting around going, woe is me. They're trying to hustle a bit of coinage together, more power to them. It just seems a fiver for a 20-second job. I mean, producer Jack's about to have a heart attack out there.
Well, you pay $15 to $20 at an automatic car wash.
gets all the nooks and crannies. I don't think that man at the end of my street is doing a 25% worth of what's going on at the BP station, but I appreciate it. Hey, that throws a spanner in the works. That's no gold coin anymore. You're not in Kansas City anymore, producer Jack.
For $5, I would expect a full car chamois.
I think you need to do a little bit more work for that because it's only 20 seconds that they're working at the moment. I get that they're out there all day, but you got to also think how much work time's going on. Matthew in Victoria. Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, good. What do you think the going rate is?
I don't know, because they think they're worth more than they are, because they started washing my windscreen, and they've come to my window, and I'm like, I've got no money.
Oh, no.
And he'll squeeze you through the window and hit you in the head with it.
Whee! Some of them do have a tendency to get very aggressive very quickly.
Very aggressive very quickly. And I'm telling him no, while he's washing the windscreen, I'm like, no, no, no. And he comes in my window with his hand out, I'm like, I've got no money. And then whack in the head with a good old squeegee.
It's fantastic when they go rogue, isn't it? It's almost like I would have loved to. We did have someone after you who reckons that he was on the roads doing it. And his $2 wipe suspiciously hung up the second you said your story. Makes me think maybe we found your match, the guy that wrecked you.
It was a few years ago, it was in Sydney.
Yeah.
It was a few years ago, but, you know, it happened.
Does.
And ever since then, when they've come up to me, I've gone...
Australia, prepare yourself for the greatest late night show ever. A listening delight that will most likely offend.
Oh, dearie me. Well, a little swear word there. Yes, that's what we've come to expect of this show every now and then. Matthew's left with his tail between his legs. But we do have Johnny from Echuca, the man who is back, who did hang up before. But you say you're on the roads before, Johnny. You've been doing this job before.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I used to live in Newcastle.
So $2 a wipe, you say?
$2 a winter and wash and dry.
The dry. Oh, of course. I mean, don't leave it sudsy and wet. Yeah, sorry, mate. Green light. Is
that'll do the dirty and Islington?
Yeah. Is there ever get any drama? Ever get any drama with any drivers or the cops or anything?
Yeah. You drive off and whatnot, but what do? You just throw your squirty bottle over and get on with your day.
Get on with your day. Just chuck the whole thing. Thanks, Johnny. Good calls.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein. It is Dr. Nikki Goldstein. She is back in 2019, the sexologist. Hello, Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Got any New Year's resolutions? Producer Jax is to have sex with more people.
Mine was actually just to learn how to play golf. I know, that's really boring.
Fun.
But I'm like, I know everybody makes these New Year's resolutions that they don't keep. Mm. And the one thing that I have been wanting to do and been saying every year I would do it is to actually go and try if I could play golf.
Mm, yeah.
So I think it's doable this year.
Well, look, some people's resolutions, like producer Jack, is one sort of thing, and yours is to improve in your golf swing.
Let me clarify. My New Year's resolution is not to have sex with more people. It's just to have more sex.
Oh.
So I might just find one person that I can have lots of sex with.
Oh, right. Oh, I thought he wanted to be just a big raging whore. My apologies,
that's
producer
what it
Jack.
Like.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking for the last week. I thought, well,
is there like a number? Is there like something that we're holding as the holy grail number per week, or is it just.
I think like
sex?
Once a week would be good. It would be an improvement.
Oh, God. Oh,
oh no.
God.
That's like Danny's bad week.
Let's not even ask what a bad week for producer Jack is. Anyway, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, thank you for joining us. Of course, you do have the podcast Sex and Life on Podcast One, and you are a sexologist. People can ring in on 131060 with their awkward sex questions as well. You can remain anonymous. But you want to chat about something, and the reason I had to play that warning button before was because it's about the anus.
It's a good one, and this is more, I think, a rant of frustration when I read this article that's kind of doing the rounds about young teens and young adults having all these anal injuries.
Oh, are you referring to the Daily Mail article I've got here, Australia's online porn horror, girl is forced to get a colostomy bag after rough group sex as an increasing number of female high school students suffer serious injuries from their porn-addicted boyfriends?
That's exactly right.
Sounds about right.
Exactly right. But we see this type of article again and again and again. Now, this is the first one I've seen that's really come out boldly about a girl with a colostomy pad, which let's look at this as an extreme situation. And we were talking about anal sex in that particular, group sex in that particular article.
Mm.
But the frustration was that, and this is no offense to Daily Mail, because I do like the Daily Mail, the entire article was really pointing the finger at porn as the thing to blame. These porn-obsessed boyfriends and, you know, porn is getting kinkier and kinkier and it's to blame. My frustration is it's not entirely porn. The problem is that we should actually be talking about anal more. We should be talking about anal in porn and how these porn stars actually get those large objects in their anus and how they actually deal with it and the preparation involved, and even go further and start to talk to teens and young adults about, well, how do you do anal sex that is safe? How do you warm up that particular part of your body? Where are you going to get into trouble? What do you do if you feel pain? We laugh about it a lot because we talk about the anus and potential things that can happen down there. But when you read articles like this, for me, it's a big alert to go, actually, we need to be talking about anal sex a lot more.
Well, I think the whole, I blame society from 25 years ago on making sex so taboo as to why the pornographic juggernaut has just exploded. I think that's why in society we have such a need for getting that fix at 1 a.m. in the morning on Pornhub, is because for so long you were starved of it. There may not have been a need if everyone just keeps talking about and shaking their jelly around. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Sorry, side note. Doesn't everyone know that you just need to warm that up? I mean, sure.
Well,
who's watching the porn? What 16-year-old cretin's going, oh, yeah. Look, it doesn't look like this needs any foreplay at all. This old back passage here. What an internal brown hole. I don't think is it really working like that? Is there that much miseducation in the schools? In the school system, Dr. McKay?
There is, because they're not talking about anal. What they're focusing on is how not to get pregnant, how not to contract an STI,
yeah.
You know, periods, our body image. There really isn't a lot of room in the syllabus to be talking about pleasurable sex. So anal sex is not always something that's given a high priority. Now, the problem is when there's that lack of sex education, and when teenagers go and watch porn and they don't have the level of, let's say, experience instead of education around what porn is, what its intent is. They don't have the knowledge base that it is fake, like, say, you and I do. So they look at that and they think, well, if they can do it, because it looks real, we know that it's not some computer tech imagery that's putting the object in the film. It is real. It's happening. So we see those people and we think, well, if they can do it, why can't I? And they look at that and they compare themselves. And for a lot of women too, they think, well, why do I find it so painful when she looks like she's actually enjoying it? We're not having those conversations at a younger age around porn and anal sex. And specifically, we need to be talking to teenagers about porn and how these particular acts are done, the intent of porn and how it is fake. Once you know that there are days preparation for a heavy anal sex scene, it starts to allow you to look at that content and go, okay, that might be fun for them, but I know I physically can't do that unless I'm going to also prepare myself for days before anal sex.
Porn's not real, kids, especially that back passage stuff. They take days, weeks, months, if not years to prepare for those scenes. 13, 10, 60. We are breaking the fourth wall and doing exactly what Dr. Nikki Goldstein is suggesting by talking more about sex, lowering the stigma. If you've got a sex question, give us a bell right now. You're going to stick around, Dr. Nikki, you can answer them, because otherwise it'll just
be me
using my knowledge, going back through my back dossier, trying to figure things out. All right, Dr. Nikki, she's going to stick around, the sexologist. If you've got a question, you can remain anonymous or put yourself out there. 13, 10, 60, we'll get them on the air next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein. You've got to do that, Dr. Nikki Goldstein. You just never know what kind of tight ass, pardon the pun, is listening out there and is just ready to get offended. They've been warned. Anything now is just them being peeping Tom.
Turn it up.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60, we did put the call out. Do you have a sex question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein? Keeping in mind that everyone is having sex and not everyone is talking about it. Doesn't make any sense to me. We got Lisa in Hobart. Hello.
Hello, I'm back again. My question is, how do you prepare? You're talking about days worth of preparation.
Mm.
Please explain.
Please explain. Oh, I find just a couple of minutes does the trick.
In a nutshell, preparing for anal sex, there's a few different steps. So we'll try to get through a few of them. For some people, they actually do like to do things like anal douching. So making sure that they do feel clean. So for a lot of people, when they feel like there might be a little bit of appearance of poo particles, they get very anxious and they tend to get very tense down there. For a lot of people, also depending on the type of anal sex that you're having, they feel a lot more comfortable when their bowels are clean. So that's kind of the first preparation, but not always necessary. Sometimes having a nice hot shower, making sure that you feel physically clean down there is enough for some people to relax. Thank you for the noise effect.
That's what I'm here for. Thank you.
Then it's about actually warming up a particular type of the body. So by that I mean, you know, starting off with something like a finger, right? Getting used to the sensation of actually having something inserted, to giving those muscles a chance also to get used to as well. Something like a smaller butt plug, which is what they actually do use in porn, but they don't use smaller ones. They obviously get up to a decent size, can help as well just to stretch the muscles out. There's also this element of being able to help somebody relax. if you can stay relaxed and stay calm, that's where anal sex will be much more pleasurable and easy. The problem is when people are in situations where it is forced on them, and this is what we're seeing for a lot of teenagers, is when there is this expectation to perform like they do in porn, it can be very traumatic for somebody on an emotional level as well. The last thing I'm going to tell you is lube, 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 lube. It's very important to be using a lube that is thick in texture, so something that is silicone-based, because the anus doesn't have a self-wetness like, say, the vaginal canal. So it's really important to make sure things are sliding and not tearing, because anal sex is one area.
Sorry, that's what I mean. I'm getting bored. Anyway, lots of lube. I understand.
Lots of lube. Yeah. We want things to slide and not tear.
Got it, guys. It's like a poo-poo in reverse. I understand. Let's move on to Julie in Melbourne on 13 Gen 60. Hello.
Hello. Dilemma. Been married for 8 years. Husband and I having issues, asked him to leave. Long story short, haven't had sex for a long time, thinking about going to ex-husband. 100% agree with you, Lakey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's the answer as it is. I mean, I just want to clarify, are you officially done with the ex-husband?
I am, he's not.
Okay, do not go back. Right, there are a lot of avenues out there, just even for casual sex, that if that's all you're after at the moment, I would be exploring those and getting out there. Don't go back and start playing with fire, because if he's not completely over it as well, then you might be sending mixed messages to him about what you actually want continuing on with life. And also to start fresh, go and explore somebody that is new and different and have fun. Leave the past in the past and go and explore a sexual future.
That is a good point. There's not just two men out there. There's a whole plethora of jewels. All right, cool. Thank you, Julie, for the call. Thank you, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, as well. Back in 2019, business as usual with you.
Started off with a good one.
You should see producer Jack and producer Alex and that giggling like schoolgirls they were when you're talking about butt plugs. I'm just in here trying to have a serious conversation.
How many times do you reckon I said anal on this segment?
7. I've got a tally.
I believe it was the finger comment that made us lol.
Whatever it was out there, it's just immature by you two, is what it was.
Exactly.
We are having serious discussions.
Effective anal sex.
Exactly. That's 13, 32. The Danny Lakey Late Show. International Brain Teaser Awareness Month. I think I speak on behalf of everyone, knowing that we as a show have dropped the ball as far as not bringing the awareness to the Brain Teaser Awareness Month day one, day dot, on Monday, producer Jack. We should have seen that coming. It has only come to our attention over the last couple of hours that it's International Brain Teaser Awareness Month. Shame on us, because we're halfway through the month.
Yeah, I know. I wonder, like, has this only just started this year, or January always Brain Teaser Awareness Month?
Always has been, always will be. And that's the thing, the fact that you and I are wasting valuable seconds discussing if this is the first year highlights the lack of awareness that the Brain Teaser Awareness is doing. Love a good brain teaser from time to time. Don't mind teasing my brain. Little riddles, little tricks and those kind of things. It's like what's like an example? Like, or what goes around the world but stays in a corner? You'd be like, well, a postage stamp. That's one of my favourites.
That's a good
riddle, isn't it? That's
like,
a good,
mine's
good
like, brain teaser. What's black and white and red all over?
Newspaper. Yeah. That's the classic one.
I usually hate them because I'm so bad at them.
Yeah. I don't mind myself with this. So much so, I quite fancy myself as the ultimate brain teaser guy. But it's so much so that I'm going to back myself against the whole country. Ooh. And I'd like to take on Australia tonight in winner takes all, best of one brain teaser. How I think it's going to go here is that you've got a brain teaser. You say it's one of the best ones you've ever seen. Yep. You can say it's pretty hard. Like, you know, you gotta have your wits about you to solve it.
Yeah.
You're going to read it out, and the first one to solve it wins. Whether that be me or whether that be any listener listening in the car who rings in 131060 and solves it, it's just a race. Whoever finishes it first gets the point, gets the prize, gets the movie tickets, a double pass to Instant Family starring Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne in cinemas now. What people may not know is that in Radio Land, we operate on a 10-second delay just in case anyone swears. So I am, in fact, 10 seconds in the future right now. What you are hearing happened 10 seconds ago. I know it's very trippy. Deal with it. Accept it. This actually works quite well because I think it's only fair. Since I'm taking on a country of 27 million people,
yeah,
I probably deserve a 10-second head start. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's well and truly within my rights. Yep. So International Brain Teaser Awareness Month, best of one, me taking on Australia.
Think that we found ourselves a brain teaser. Now producer Jackie's gonna read her.
Very exciting.
I like that.
Very exciting. And let's just get a bit of suspense here because this is me versus Australia right
this
now.
This is a really hard one. I had to look at the answer. I didn't get it. I gave myself a good like minute before I found it.
Really?
Yeah.
Stumped you.
Stumped
okay.
me.
All right.
But producer Alex out there got it in like 20 seconds.
Okay.
So
this is good. And 131060, if you know the answer or if you figured it out, if you want to have a guess, give us a call.
Yes. Okay. So here it is. Somehow, you end up in a room which has three doors.
Oh, God.
Behind the first door, there is deadly poisonous gas. Behind the second door, there are trained assassins with knives. Behind the third door, there are lions which have not eaten in years. Which door would you choose to open?
Oh, no. Oh, this is way harder than I was thinking. I think I've already used up my 10-second head start anyway. This is one of
you
those
have
ones.
To open a door.
This is very frustrating. This is one of those ones that I want to bloody see down, written down on paper. It's very hard for me.
I can read it again if you like.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so you end up in a room.
Mm.
It has three doors. Behind the first door is deadly poisonous gas. Behind the second door, there's trained assassins with knives. And behind the third door, there are lions which have not eaten in years. Which door would you choose to open?
I know.
I believe we've got a call.
I know we do. Okay, Eden from Victoria, you were through already. I know it. I know it. But in the order of fairness, you were connected through, so you've got a free swing. You're the only person through. So if you don't get it right, I know I've got it in the back. Damn it. Did you know this already?
No, honestly, I love
riddles.
It out.
Yeah,
this,
great.
This one, I've heard like a lot of like behind this door is that, behind that door is this, and I love riddles, but man, I never heard this one. But as soon as you said it, I knew it.
Oh damn it! Right. I'm sure I know. All right, what do you think it is, Eden?
I reckon it's definitely got to be the door with the lions behind it, man.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because if it's lions that haven't eaten in years, the lions would be dead.
He's got it. Eden's a genius.
Damn it, that is exactly what it came to me. You beat me by half a second, Aiden. Well done, man. Well done.
Whoopsie. Like someone has a potty mouth and unleashed a plethora of profanity. Or we hit the wrong button. We'll be right back.
Yeah, well that explains that. well done, Aiden. Well done. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, mate.
Tickets for you. Instant Family starring Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne in cinemas now. Can we do this again tomorrow? I like this.
Yep.
I mean, let's not just throw this out. This is International Awareness Month. 1-0 to Australia.
I like the point where I see you click.
Yeah. No,
I saw it in your face and it was too late and I loved it.
I know. All right. Well, running tally. 1-0 to Australia. We'll do it again tomorrow night. International Brain Teaser Awareness Month.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.